Merry Christmas from the Sam Malone Show on AM 1070, The Answer.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide.
You could just see Frankie recording this with the orchestra behind him. That's how they did it in the old days. From now on, not tracks like they do today.
Yeah, that was the only way they could do it.
They had a 30, 40-piece orchestra behind him.
Yeah.
Those are violins. They're plucking the strings versus using the bow.
The backup voices to be in sync with it all.
Yeah. And you worked around Frankie's schedule, and Frankie got there when you started.
That's right.
8:35 every Friday around this time for years, we have our world-famous marriage segment. I've been talking about the... first of all, let me just say, it's a hectic world out there with a lot of stress and a lot of agita, which is the Italian word for upset stomach, a lot of silly corruption we see from Washington to, you know, to the city halls of Houston. And it's great to remember when you have all this agita to go home to a nice, cozy, safe, loving embrace. So we always do everything we can to help you out in keeping your marriage hot and heavy. That's what it's all about. The thing, you can have the crappiest day in the world. When I go home to Princess's Big Hugs, we've married 24 years, nothing better. And when we have a big success, there's nobody else I want to tell right away other than my beautiful bride. My wingman in this op for many years has been Robert Kosick. Church deacon, wrote the book Honor the Vow, honorthevow.com. He's a marriage coach and more. Mr. Kosick, welcome back.
Hey, happy Friday to you, Sam. That was really good advice. And you're right, when things are going right at home, that's the first person you want to call with anything that is positive and exciting. But it goes the other way, too. I got a call yesterday morning from my wife. One of our dogs had died. First person she called and says, I need you home. And, you know, you pack up and you go home. And that's what it's all about. You want each other. You support each other. And it's kind of what we're going to be talking about today.
Nothing better. You know, my princess was gone last week. She and her friends were in Napa, at that area, Pebble Beach, for the week. And I gave her hugs and kisses. I had her roses when she got home. And you know what she said? She says, it really feels good to be missed.
That's awesome.
I'm like, baby, I missed you. I missed you physically. And I missed you spiritually and emotionally, you know, missed having her there. And she's like, it's really good to be missed.
And that's the whole two becoming one. When a piece of you is gone, it's like a piece of you has died. It's fallen off. It's wonderful when it's done right.
Heck yeah. Now, not to say that she wasn't enjoying herself in Pebble Beach and Napa, but I'm just throwing it out there. Coming in late and having wine and everything.
Yeah.
Here you go. Marriage maintenance tip. I can't believe it's number 76, Mr. Kosick.
76 on this show. We've done hundreds of them, but this is number 76
on this show.
Being on Salem.
It says, you're killing me. Complaint or criticism? Complaint addresses the behavior based on facts, is objective, leads to growth and strength of marriage. Criticism attacks the character, is judgmental and subjective, and leads to contempt. If you're criticizing your spouse, you're slowly killing your marriage. Yikes! Take it away.
This is a tough one, and there's a real fine line between the two of these. And I want people to understand, because this is kind of a foreshadowing for next week's lesson. We're going to be talking about presence versus presence. And I think what you need to do is you need to get down and look at what's really going on in your marriage. Are you, when you're speaking about things that you're not happy about, are you doing it because you're trying to attack the other person, or are you really trying to resolve the issue? And I think a lot of people get that confused.
So if you say, a criticism, let's say, the bathroom's a mess, what is that?
Yeah, it depends. So if you say, the bathroom's a mess, you're such a slob, you never clean it. Now you are complaining. You're attacking the individual. I mean, no, you're criticizing. You're attacking the individual. You're telling them something about them that you just don't like, and it's them personally that you're attacking. If you're criticizing, it could be something like, look, I get real anxious when the house is not clean, and if you would make sure that you clean up in the bathroom when you're done, it will help me be calmer in the house during the day because I just don't like things to be upsetting and messed up and things like that. Completely different tone, completely different deal. One is attacking the instance, the
Right. So if the wife comes in and she's like, "Oh my God, you're such a slob! Look at how you leave the sink."
Criticism.
That's criticism versus, "Honey, you know what? You know what makes me nuts when like the house isn't in order and clean because friends are always stopping by. And could you do me a favor? Get the toothpaste out of the sink."
Oh yeah, and the house is a big one.
Look at that! Look at that! I think we just saved 10 marriages right there.
Right there, if they can just figure that out. Because what's going to happen is, and you know this, and I know this, if you come home and your wife is constantly criticizing you, what are you going to do? Not go home. You're going to hate being there. You're not going to have anything to do with that, right? You're not going to want to spend any time with them. And what that's going to lead to then is becoming contempt. It's going to come to resentment. And what you're going to do is say, "I don't need this. I'm going to pack my bags and I'm bailing out." You'll kill the marriage in a heartbeat.
Wow.
If the person isn't loved. Well, it's so simple.
Well played. Robert Kosick, honorthevow.com. Honorthevow.com. Our marriage coach and church deacon. Okay, so... Now, we're thick-skinned. When women, if a wife criticizes the husband, we're like, "Yeah, whatever." Husbands, we don't criticize our wives or too much or complain.
Right.
We don't think it's a good play.
We usually don't. And that flip-flops. Some guys take on the female trait a little bit more. I'm more of a complainer. Or, you know, not criticize, but I complain more. I'm more of the, "Hey, the life stinks sometimes." Just because you got to get it out. People need to vent when they're dealing with issues that are bothering them. They just need to get it all out there, throw it all on the table. I'm one of those people. Other people like to internalize until they stub their toe and it all comes out in one load. And so they got to be careful of that. But you're right. Most of the time, the guys are like, "Eh, get over it." And the wives are like, "No."
It's exactly it. The wife, "Get over it." So the lid's up. The toilet paper roll. Like, you know what I do? I'm notorious for when the toilet paper roll runs out, I just stack a new one on top.
There you go.
I don't take the little spring off because why?
Because you're probably going to put it on wrong anyway, under, right?
What's going to happen is it's going to fall and hit the ground, and the spring's going to go one way. And
Oh, I know.
So Denise always says, she says it nicely, but in a loving way. It's like, "Honey, really?" She's like, "Is it that difficult to put it on?" I'm like, "You don't understand. It's a lot of work."
But, see, there's one of your Christmas gifts. You can get her one of those things that you just stack the rolls up on, one of those pole deals.
Love those.
Just stack it, and you'll be good. Yeah, so I'll give you a perfect example of that. I came home one day, and it was about 10 minutes before the cleaners was going to close that day. And I asked my wife, I said, "Did you get a chance to pick up my clothes at the cleaners?" After about 20 minutes of hearing everything that happened during the day, she ended with, "And that's why I didn't pick up your clothes that day."
First, I had to do the laundry. Then I had to take the dog to the vet. Then I had to pay the bills. Then I go to the post office.
Right. I don't care. I just wanted to know, do I need to run there now and pick my clothes up or not? And
in those 20 minutes, you could have. But, of course, now the dry cleaners is closed. Right.
But the main thing, what she was saying there was, "I am mentally spent. I'm not attacking you," which is what it sounded like. "All this stuff I have to do, and you're doing nothing because you weren't here to help," is what I could have taken it as. But it's more like, "Look, I am just mentally spent." And so I said, "Look, why don't you go sit down, relax. I'll take care of whatever has to be done tonight."
I love it. This is great. So it's on our Facebook page at Sam Malone Show. Marriage maintenance tip number 76. You're killing me. Complaint or criticism. So a good complaint when it comes to maybe the toilet paper not being put back on the roll is, "Honey, you know, it falls off. I trip or wasting toilet paper. Could you put it on the roll?" Sure. Versus, "Why are you so lazy?"
Yeah, you're such a lazy bum. Exactly right. And just like I said, next week we're going to talk a little bit about presents, gifts and such not with presents, your time. And this is a good way to practice getting this in line this week so we can get next week done right.
Yeah, but that's stressful. Guys shopping for their wives.
It's tough.
Dude, and the stores know it too. They see you coming in. You're like, "Sucker!"
Yeah.
Because if you want to spend maybe $100, I don't know, whatever your budget is, $100, we'll say, they'll go, "But we have this," and that's $250. And you're like, "It's out of my budget." But then they make you feel guilty.
See, and guys and girls get them backwards, right? The guy just wants her in a big bow, right?
Hoorah!
And the wives are like, "No, I got to get him all kinds of gifts." Like, no, but she's the one who wants all the gifts. He's the one who wants the bows. So maybe we can reverse that next week. We'll give away free bows or something.
It's true. You know what? And when you're thinking about it, all I would want is my wife in a bow and no interruptions, no nothing. Some scotch, some Sinatra music in the background. A good movie, that's really all we want. I do tell, you know, listen, Mr. Kosick, I do say, you can ask her, when it comes to birthdays, I always say, "Honey, I don't want anything." I always say that, and I don't. But she gets me stuff anyway.
My wife's the same way. I'm like, this is all I want. I want the bow. She goes, "That would be a little embarrassing under the Christmas tree Christmas morning."
Well, you have your own little tree upstairs.
Well, the kids go off to college next year, so we may have to celebrate Christmas a few days early next year.
Well, we got two more years, I think. Three more years. Bubba's only in 10th grade. Go online and read read Mr. Kosick's tip. He actually provides us with the content. Does a great job of it. Complaint or criticism. The complaint addresses the behavior. The criticism attacks the character.
Perfect.
I'm telling you, pal, if there are husbands and wives driving in together right now, the minute we go to commercial break, they're going to start talking to each other.
Perfect.
They're going to, the husband's going to say, you complain. She's going to say, I don't complain. And they'll be, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, get your motors ready. The conversations between the husbands and wives will begin the minute we go to break.
Awesome. Right. What we want.
Mr. Kosick, have a great weekend.
You too, and we'll talk to you next Friday, Sam.
You got it, brother. Keeping marriages hot and heavy since 93. And there's been hundreds of marriage maintenance tips that Mr. Kosick has brought to the table. We didn't start counting them until we kicked off the show here at Salem on AM 1070. The Answer, this is number 76. And they're all on our Facebook page at Sam Malone Show. So you can see 76, 75, 74, the whole nine yards. Okay? Back in a second. AM 1070, The Answer.